this book too sad? Here's a whim of an idea of a notion of a joke about thumbs for 5 pages. See, I ended it on a happy note. You're just like, Debbie, what is going on in your house? What's going on? Okay, going back into her childhood, here's another part where I go, oh, you wrote it like it's cute, but it reads like drama. Mm-hmm. For your sister, at least. So her dad called her his beauty because she was so beautiful. Then her mom had another child, a biological child that's not dealt with in the fact that, like, you're adopted, that your parents always want to conceive. She writes the sentence like she was actually, you know, the daughter. And her dad called her sister his luck. And I said, poor Martha. Can you imagine growing up? Your sister's the beauty and you're the luck. I just want to check on Martha. Martha's a woman we need to check on. Her. Debbie Harry's little sister, Martha, are you okay?
We wouldn't know because she's barely mentioned.
Yeah, I like definitely not after her childhood. And yet, this isn't an official Dringo, but I should add it. She's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. You know, Mariah Carey is, Julia Fox is. There's like a hot, sad girl cabal where they're so obsessed and inspired by Marilyn Monroe, which, like, I get it, but also I don't, because if you really, really read into her life, like, it's not
so
something
sad
to look. Yeah. And it's not even sad and like, oh my God, but she's like so hot and sad. No, it's very sad at times. Yeah. What do you think of this Marilyn obsession people have? I think on one of our earliest episodes, we said it was a huge red flag if you're a woman with a picture of Marilyn Monroe framed in your bathroom.
It was interesting that she was so attached to her punk identity. Mm. Like that she would throughout the book was like, I was a punk. I'm still a punk. That is the word that like completely defines me. Mm-hmm. And then for her idol to be sort of, at least to me, the opposite of a punk, like mainstream, like Hollywood standard beauty. But I do wonder what was so appealing to her about Marilyn, other than I think perhaps that she was strategic around her looks, and Debbie Harry was also very strategic around her looks and owned that.
And the platinum blonde, and Debbie Harry really had the 70s version. So sure, I guess I kind of get it. Another celebrity memoir crossover. She writes about Brooke Shields a lot, actually. She's like, the release of Louis Malle's Pretty Baby inspired Blondie, and Debbie is 20 years older than Brooke. Debbie was born in 1945. Brooke was born in 1965. And yet Debbie wrote in the book that she was like, oh, Brooke emulates sexiness. And we've discussed that movie a lot because I believe she's 12 and is full frontal nudity in this movie where she is playing a sex worker again at 12. But I didn't know this. At age 10, with her mother's consent, Brooke posed naked and oiled up in a bathtub for the Playboy press publication Sugar and Spice. And I cannot believe that wasn't illegal and that that was allowed to happen. It's not shocking knowing Brooke's life, having read her memoir. Check out that episode that we did. But I can't believe that happened. I can't believe Debbie is talking about it so casually in the book. Things like this don't make a lot of sense when she drops them. There's not context. And you know what? I think the entire book can be summed up by this weird sentence later in the book. I'm going to read it. She's talking about Divine, the drag queen who was in Hairspray. And she's like, of course, quote, drag queen is not a PC term anymore. And I was like, what? What year was this published in? And it's 2019. It was published in 2019. So that wasn't a thought going around in 2019. There's words that we have decided are not PC anymore. Drag queen's not one of them. Who wrote that? Who didn't correct her? Or what editor was like, actually, I just imagine it's like the oldest man in the world. He's like, drag queen, I read a Twitter that said you can't use drag queen anymore, Debbie. And she like puts it in her book. No one fact checks it. They send it to print. Was that crazy to you?
I guess I'm wondering if she meant trans woman and that drag queen isn't the right term for a trans woman, but that might just be me giving her too much credit.
No, that is kind